From the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
And the law includes presumption of innocence and due process before a critical mistake of saying the outrageous thing that sad and sorry Trump has been saying. And he said it about this case, which there's no premise in the history of our country where a man in that position, a sad and sorry Trump, should even be commenting on him until we get past this presumption of innocence.
That was defense attorney Alan Richards discussing the case against Christian Rivera, 24 years old. Russ Jones here sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch. It's Friday, and the country continues to mourn the death of college student Molly Tibbetts, who was allegedly murdered by an illegal immigrant left in a cornfield in Iowa. And then listen to these comments by Senator Elizabeth Warren on CNN.
I'm so sorry for the family here, and I know this is hard, not only for the family, but for the people in her community, the people throughout Iowa. But one of the things we have to remember is we need an immigration system that is effective, that focuses on where real problems are. Last month, I went down to the border, and I saw where children had been taken away from their mothers. I met with those mothers who had been lied to, who didn't know where their children were, who hadn't had a chance to talk to their children, and there was no plan for how they would be reunified with their children. I think we need immigration laws that focus on people who pose a real threat. And I don't think mamas and babies are the place that we should be spending our resources. Separating a mama from a baby does not make this country safer.
So does that mean that the murder of Molly Tibbetts isn't a real concern, a real threat? Unbelievable. How might the immigration issue impact the midterm elections? How is it impacting our nation? How is it impacting you? In just a moment, we'll talk with Congressman Tom Garrett of Virginia. And we'll go live to Arizona and talk with Art Del Curto. He's vice president of the National Border Patrol Council and an active Border Patrol agent. You're not going to want to miss this. You're going to get real reaction from a guy who is in the field on the border in Arizona and having to deal with the folks that say ICE is just a cruel tool. And a good news story. We'll talk with a first-generation American, but he's a third-generation pastor. His parents came to the U.S. the legal way, and now Massey Campos, founder and president of Self-Evident Truth, is reaching this generation with the gospel and reaching this generation about the history of our nation. And, of course, we'll take your calls. Don't forget the Values Voters Summit coming up here in just a few weeks. I'll be there September 21st through the 23rd. We have reached record numbers for this year's event. You can find out more information on TonyPerkins.com, and you can follow Tony on Twitter at TPerkins, and you can follow me at RJonesReports. Well, you know how sadly Kate Steinle became a household name. She was killed by an illegal alien in 2015. And now, sadly, we can add Molly Tibbetts to that same category of story where an illegal alien has been arrested for the same type of crime. And Molly, a college student going out for a jog in her small Iowa town, she was found dead in a cornfield. And authorities arrested 24-year-old Christian Rivera, a man with an eighth-grade education from Mexico, illegally in the U.S., anywhere from 4 to 7 years, who the police say confessed to stalking her, but then he, quote-unquote, blacked out. And during the time he allegedly murdered her, he lost count of time, and he thought to look in his truck, and he found a dead body there, and then buried her in the field. Well, with us now is Congressman Tom Garrett. He represents the 5th Congressional District of Virginia and serves on the House Homeland Security Committee. Congressman, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Russ. I want to start off by agreeing with Elizabeth Warren and saying that we do need an immigration system that works. There, I'm done with that.
There you go. I was like,
color me cynical, Russ, but I'm not sure that Elizabeth Warren, former Harvard professor and darling of the left, says mamas and children when she's not being interviewed during campaign season. I just don't think she's a mamas and children kind of gal, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Well, this is quite the deal, and you serve on the Homeland Security Committee, and you know, it's been quite fascinating how just a basic factoid that this man is here illegally, the left is completely ignoring that. You know, if this happened in, say, he was a construction worker from Minnesota or some state, that would be a fact. But anymore, that's considered not politically correct to make that kind of statement, and it just further supports some of the information we're seeing. And as a person on the Homeland Security Committee, that committee is tasked with keeping us safe.
Well, look, the irony when people on both sides say we need an immigration system that works is we wouldn't know if we had one because we refuse to enforce the laws we have on the books.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I concede that if you build a physical barrier between the United States on the United States southern border, it wouldn't stop 100% of the people that come in, that doesn't keep us from locking our doors at night to stop some people from coming in, knowing that it won't stop all of them, right? So we're going to sort of boil this down to common sense. The other thing that's tragic is we talk about Kate Steinle, we talk about Molly Tibbetts, but these are very conservative numbers. On our highways every year, about 4,000 people are permanently separated from their families by people who are here illegally. 4,000 highway fatalities a year. If you take the number of illegals we think are here, because nobody actually wants to know or else we can't get the votes to find out, and you look at the percentage of drunk driving cases, you get about 14% of drunk driving cases, 12 to 14% depending upon the year, that are committed by people who are here illegally. And then if you look at the homicide statistics, again, we know Steinle, we know Tibbetts, but conservatively, we're looking at about 500 criminal homicides annually, not counting negligent homicide via drunk driving, et cetera. So now we're, and again, I'm using conservative numbers, not even talking about property crimes and sexual violence, et cetera. We're at 4,500 Americans a year, permanently separated, and I guess some of the people that the illegals kill might be also illegally here, permanently separated from their families. And apparently, somehow, it's controversial for me to make this point. I mean, there are lies, damn lies, and statistics, and then there are facts, right? And so what I'm trying to deal with is facts. Now, having said that, I know wonderful people of every possible hue, of every possible ethnicity, of many, many different religions. And I'm not throwing babies in with bathwater, but the first responsibility of the federal government is to protect the citizens of the United States of America. And we have abdicated that, and it's shameful.
Do you see this, how many more incidents like this do we need, Congressman, whether the murder will result in as you say, enforcing the laws we have, much less developing tougher immigration laws?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's tragic. And you know, Molly Tibbetts' family didn't raise their daughter to be a poster child for a political cause, right? And I'll concede that. But there are quite literally thousands of Americans whose lives are lost every year, whether accidentally or intentionally, at the hands of people who are not supposed to be here, that didn't come legally, that didn't avail themselves of our laws, and that's inexcusable. So I'm all in favor of a healthy and robust immigration system. I really am. I do think we should conduct American immigration essentially like a pro sports team conducts the draft based on the needs of the team. But those needs are broad and varying. Let's get away from sort of the racial and ethnic arguments and talk about what the responsibility and role of government is, and then what the right thing to do is, and then let's stop. You know, I'm so sick of Washington. You got a bunch of people who don't want to solve problems that they can exploit instead, and candidly on both sides of the aisle. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't think Molly Tibbetts is going to be different than Kate Steinle, tragically. But you don't raise your child to be the face of a cause. You raise your child to be a happy, contributing human being, and one day hopefully to be a mother or father in their own right. And so the thing is, beyond words, tragic. But what will it take to reach a critical mass where we act legislatively And again, I'm not suggesting that a physical barrier on the southern border is a panacea. It's not, but it's a responsible step. And I have sympathy while I'm on a sort of a rant here for Dreamers, although I'm not that good at math. I studied history. But if if Molly Tibbetts' alleged killer got here 7 years ago, I guess he would be a Dreamer, ironically. And the news is 4 to 7 years he'd been in that community. But if you're brought here at 2, we need to do something about that. But we've put the solution on the table 2 or 3 times. The Democrats who say they want it won't vote for it. And again, I would submit that there are people here who'd rather exploit the problem than solve it, and it results in tragedy. So,
right. Yeah, I think there is just way too much focus on Russia collusion, Mueller investigation to take care. You know, as Elizabeth Warren said, we need to focus on the real issues facing the country. Well, this is a real issue. And there's a lot of distractions going on today. There's any number of directions we could have taken the show, for example, just on things that are going on with the Mueller investigation and Michael Cohen and this and that and all kinds of things. And, you know, you're out and about. What are you hearing from the average citizen, just the average voter? Do they care about all of that scandalous kind of news, or are they just trying to make it to the next paycheck and want to see America be a really great nation?
Well, there are several sort of things that come to mind with your question. One is the reporter, I believe, with the New York Times, who was shocked that McGovern lost and said everybody had no votes voted for McGovern. I certainly try to get out and speak to a broad swath of people, but in my travels, I've not found the people who are terribly concerned with Russia collusion. Now, I'm terribly concerned with Russian meddling, but let's differentiate between the two. They're entirely different things. One's very real. The other is a fairy tale. And then the other one is sort of the reality of the American Revolution, wherein you had 33% of people who were loyal to the crown, 33% of people who wanted independence, and 33% of people who just cared about where their next meal was coming from. And the bulk of America, I think it's bread and butter, kitchen table issues. There's a lot of, and again, I'm not going to cast aspersions exclusively on one side of the aisle. There's a lot of sort of nothing to see here, kind of don't look at my left hand look at my left hand while my right hand's in your pocket sort of stuff. But I think anticipating your next question, the Republicans are going to hold the House. I really do. You're going to see some real bloodlettings in the micro. I think, for example, that you'll see different patterns in, say, Georgia than you do in Virginia. I don't know who said all politics is local, but a lot of it certainly is. But having said that, you know, the good news is this country has been through tumult, trials, and tribulations. I would call for every person of faith to be engaged. We're going to get through this, but right. You know, we also have a role to play.
Congressman Garrett, we're up against the wall. Thank you so much. You have a blessed weekend and appreciate your insights and your service to the country.
Always a pleasure, Russ, and happy, Russ, and happy to be back whenever you'll have us.
All right. Thank you so much. Congressman Tom Garrett also served in the Army. He served a lot of ways there in Virginia. Well, coming up next, we'll talk with an actual border agent, Art Del Puerto. He patrols one of the largest areas along the Arizona border. You're not going to want to miss this. I think you're really going to be curious and interested to hear what he has to say. How does he stand up to when he hears that the ICE and people like him are just cruel tools of the government? Don't go away. You're listening to Washington Watch.
Out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, Civil Liberties Attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, Senior Research Fellow in the Technology Policy Program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
We know that he's an illegal immigrant who arrived from Mexico and has lived in Iowa for 4 to 7 years. So I fail to see how that's irrelevant or how bringing that in is not part of the facts that surround this case. How is it not?
That's rhetoric. The United States Constitution provides if you're not a citizen, you still are entitled to the jurisdictions of the courts and entitled to equal protection under the law.
Well, that was the attorney for the illegal alien that has reportedly murdered Molly Tibbetts. He was talking with Martha McCallum on Fox News. And just unbelievable. And right now we're going to continue our conversation about Molly Tibbetts. And as you know, our ICE agents are under attack. Our Border Patrol are under attack from the left. And joining us now is Art Del Quarto. He's vice president of the National Border Patrol Council and an active Border Patrol agent. And he patrols along the Arizona border, one of the largest sectors of a patrolled territory there. Art, welcome to Washington Watch.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, appreciate you taking time to come on. And, I mean, you're a first-person kind of guest to have on our program. How does this sort of news impact you as a border agent?
You know, it's tough to look at and to hear. And obviously, before, when I was working the line, I still work the line, but I didn't really pay attention to a lot of the political stuff. You know, now, as a representative of the men and women that are out there putting their lives on the line, you tend to pay a little bit more attention to what's going on. You know, I understand what the person was saying right now. You know, this individual has to be afforded the right, you know, in a court of law as regular U.S. citizen. The issue is he never should have been here in the first place. Molly went on a run on one of those Iowa farm roads. She was abducted. She was murdered. She had her body dumped in a ditch by a monster who never should have even been within 1,000 miles of this lady. He's just a piece of human garbage, spent 6 years in our country. He was illegal. And honestly, I think a lot of the people to blame is obviously the politicians that are out there against Border Patrol agents, the the people that are asking for open borders, the people that condone sanctuary cities, and also, well, not free of guilt, are perhaps some of the leaders within DHS that were here during the Obama administration, and they are still here today, getting promoted, moving up within the ranks, still currently, and they've failed. They failed to push the policies that needed to be done in order to have these things preventable. They failed to be able to enforce some of the laws that are already on the books. You know, there's a lot of people that are not without guilt when it comes to something like this.
Now, I understand you're Hispanic, so you kind of bring a very interesting perspective to this topic. How does that part of your background impact your thoughts here?
You know, it doesn't impact my thoughts other than the fact that it makes it a lot harder for the individuals that easily use the race card to attack individuals. And I don't think it matters your background, where you came from. We need to put that aside, and we need to start acting like Americans. If you are a United States citizen, if you've left your country and you come to this country legally, and this country has adopted you and embraced you with open arms, and you've done it legally, if you've gone through all the legal steps to get it done, then your allegiance should lie with this country alone. I'm one of those annoying, I guess, Americans that some people talk about, that I care so much about the United States. It even bothers me during sporting events. Even if during a sporting event, if I see somebody else that is a U.S. citizen and their background, their family, or they came from another country, if they're rooting for the team that's not the American team, even that upsets me. We need to have a lot more pride in being an American, and we need to understand that it's not about race. Illegal is not a race. It's about loving your country and accepting the country that has opened their arms to you and loves you and takes care of you. You got to love it back. Nothing wrong with that. It's not racist.
What would you like our listeners to know about your job and your colleagues and what you're doing on the border?
You know, it's a difficult job, and you get a lot of politicians out there in Washington that make a lot of the laws and say a lot of the things that need to be done. Many of them during election time. I think we've been blessed with a special opportunity where we have a president that ran his campaign on the immigration platform. I truly believe he was elected on that immigration platform, and he has continued that rhetoric throughout his presidency. So you know he wasn't just talking just to talk, just to get votes. It was obvious. He cares about it, and he believes in it. There's a lot of agents out there that we have a lot of hope going forward, but I got to be honest with you, because that's the only way I know how to be. There is a lot of holdovers from past administration that are still running this agency, and they're not doing the right thing.
And real quick, just in the minute we have left, do you ever feel like your job or your life is put into jeopardy when you hear these sorts of negative comments?
I wake up in the morning. I have a 5-year-old daughter, and I wake up in the morning when I go out there to the field, and I kiss her, and I hug her extra tight, and I say my prayers with her when I walk out. And she always says, "Daddy, make sure you come home." And she's not immune to what she sees and what she hears. You know, when you have a lot of people out there on social media talking about it, you try to shield your children from it, but, you know, they're going to hear it. They're going to see it. And she says, "Daddy, I love you. And I love the Border Patrol agents that work with you. You guys are good guys, and I don't understand why people hate you." And that's a 5-year-old little girl that's saying that to me. And it's not me trying to manipulate it. I've shielded her from the reality, and that's what she says.
Well, Art, God bless you. We're out of time. Thank you so much for what you do and your service to the nation. We'll have to have you back on again sometime. Thank you. I know our listeners appreciate you and what you had to say.
Thank you for having me on. God bless.
God bless you, too. Art Del Cueto. He's vice president of the National Border Patrol and a Border Patrol agent down on the Arizona border. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk with a first-generation American. His parents came to the U.S. legally from Mexico, the right way. He's also a third-generation pastor. We'll talk with Massey Campos. He's founder and president of self-evident truth when we return. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. It is Friday, and you're listening to Washington Watch.
Do you feel out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
You've tuned into Washington Watch. Russ Jones here, producer of this very program. It's powered by the Family Research Council. I'm sitting in for Tony Perkins. It's a privilege and an honor to be with you here today. And we've been discussing a difficult subject on immigration and the murder of Molly Tibbetts, the college student in Iowa. Got murdered while she was just simply out for a jog on a dirt road. And now I'd like to transition a little bit, but it's kind of similar. It's God really put this show together today, and it's got a really nice flow to it. And we're going to curve now into more good news. And how might liberty in Christ produce liberty in the nation? Joining us right now is Massey Campos. He's founder and president of Self-Evident Truth. He's a first-generation American, but a third-generation preacher. And Self-Evident Truth is dedicated to educating Americans about the biblical heritage of our nation and reaching the younger generation with the gospel. Massey, welcome to Washington Watch.
How you doing, Russ? Thanks for having me on, brother.
I am good, and so glad you could be with us here today. Tell us just a little bit about your story, and then we'll navigate into Self-Evident Truth.
Sure thing. I got saved in 2001. I grew up in a church home. My dad was a pastor. I left the house probably about when I was 16, 17. I couldn't stand church or anything like that. And when I turned 21, I was just going through some, I don't know what it was, a rough patch or something. And I remember almost committing suicide. I remember telling my mother, God doesn't, you know, I heard about this real God. And I cried out to him, and I said, listen, if you don't show me who you are, I'm going to do this. I'm going to end my life. And I believe it was that night, some young girl came from a different town, handed a gospel tract to a receptionist at a hotel in the town that I used to live in. The receptionist knew my father. My father and I have the same name. They call the house and say, hey, we're looking for Pastor so-and-so. Well, my father was mistaken. He said, hey, it's a young girl. It must be for you. They were actually looking for him. And I went to church that night and got saved. And God, ever since that time, I've been preaching. And it just, I think the second week as a Christian, I was doing street preaching and street ministry and just wanting people to know about this Jesus that saved me. And I remember about 2004 or 5, people kept telling me separation of church and state. I was in another group. We'd go into schools and share our testimonies and colleges, and we kept hearing that phrase come up more often, and it really upset me. So it set me on this journey to figure out why God told me to go into all the world and preach the gospel, but people are telling me I can't do that in a school. And so I got a hold of a lot of different sources, like obviously Wall Builders. He was kind of the prevalent one at the time, and all these other organizations, and D. James Kennedy, and I just started to study the Constitution. Well, you know, time went on. I was teaching the Constitution courses since 07 with a friend of mine named Jake McCauley. He's the president of Institute on the Constitution. And then I started to do my own thing in 2016, just started to preach and talk about why America without the gospel cannot subsist any length of time the way John Adams said it would, because of the gospel. If we're not converted or saved, it's just not going to work. Our law system doesn't work without moral people or religious mm-hmm. people, for that matter. And so that's why Self-Evident was birthed, because there's such a need and a hunger for truth. Well, we can do that, I think, if we can just reach the right folks and continue right. to open our mouths. So
yeah, I can hear it now. Yeah, Sonny, you can't do that there. That's a separation church and state thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't tell you how many times I heard that, man, and it bothered me. You know, it's like I have an all-powerful God, and they're telling me I can't preach. It doesn't make sense to me, you know? So... It just,
well, what's interesting is, in the context of this show today, your folks came here the legal way, and just tell us about that.
Yeah, so back in the 60s, my father came. His dad, my grandfather, worked in potato fields in Washington State, and I think my dad has 11 brothers and sisters. My mom has 12. Most of my mom's family's still in Mexico, and my dad moved up here when he was probably. I think he said, I want to say set, like in his early teens. And by the time he was 17, he left school. He didn't graduate because obviously for us in our culture, it's like it's more important to work and provide rather than go to school. It just wasn't a big thing at that time. And so he came here legally. They got their papers and they had to wait, I think some year, I think it was, before they even crossed the border. So my dad and my grandfather were very big on, let's just do it the right way. And that's what they've always taught us, was do it the right way. He crossed my mother over. They were married eventually about 5 years later, legally. And I think it was about 10 years ago, they finally became full-fledged citizens. They were resident citizens here for a long time, and they finally passed their tests and became citizens. I want to say it was about 15 years now. And they were on Facebook, you know, I don't, some social media at that time. It was just holding up their certificates, super proud. And my mother recently talked to me about the Obama administration saying, well, how come I had to work so hard to get my citizenship and they're just signing into law that these people can just do it? She goes, they'll never appreciate what I had to endure and go through. And I dare say this, I'm not trying to be mean here. My own mother knows more about the Constitution than most of my white friends do. Mm. Americans that have grown up here, you know? So I like it when people say we should deport all these people if they don't know the Constitution. It's like, well, how much of it do you know? You know,
right.
How much have you read about it?
Massey, we're up against a break. Would you mind holding on and coming back and
sure,
we'll chat a little bit more? We're talking with Massey Campos. He's a founder and president of Self-Evident Truth, first-generation American. Fascinating story. You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. Make sure you go to TonyPerkins.com. You can find all of this great content right there. All of these stories are archived there. You can download them while you're going out for a jog or a walk or cooking dinner. Whatever it is, follow Tony on Twitter at DPerkins. You can follow me, R. Jones Reports. Don't go away. We'll continue Washington Watch when we return.
Out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen. Sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, civil liberties attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, senior research fellow in the technology policy program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
Yeah, that's right. We're rounded third, heading towards home. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Shabbat Shalom. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council. We're talking with Massey Campos. He's a founder and president of Self-Evident Truth. First-generation American, but a third-generation preacher. Love that. Massey, thanks for holding on. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, so explain for our folks, you go to schools and whatnot, and you blend the gospel with the heritage of the country and government. Just give us kind of that 30,000-foot view.
Yeah, it's quite, I don't know, simple and complicated, right? It's as simple and complicated as talking about why the founders, who were such brilliant men, not perfect men, though, I will admit that freely, and they'll admit that even, how non-perfect they were, but they developed a system that we could perfect over time. And so when they developed these ideals, they had God in mind. Obviously, they took William Blackstone's works. And William Blackstone said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to God's law. So, you know, as you start to read these things, you think, well, can law be kept in an immoral person? Well, no, it's kind of an oxymoron. Obviously, they're immoral in their hearts. Will they want to keep law? And you notice today, those that break the law are the ones trying to change the law. More and more and more. So if you see, like, let's just take the immigration issue, for example. You see a lot of the illegal immigrants saying, we need to change the law and create amnesty. That's kind of what's been happening since we don't talk about the importance of law, where it comes from, and why we need to obey it. And so when we go into colleges, especially, or high schools, I talk a lot about what is the foundation of America. And we talk about what is an American. And it was the founders' view on, very simply put, they've said, number one, there's a God. And our rights come from him. And the third point is that the purpose of government is to secure those rights, which is all found in the Declaration. And then I start to think about, like, the founders' personal writings when they wrote about the Lord, or where they wrote about Jesus Christ, and how Adam said that, you know, only moral and religious people will our Constitution work for. And I totally butchered that quote. But he also said just before that, he said, we have no government capable of contending with men's passions unbridled by religion and morality.
Right.
And so if we don't have a government that's strong enough to stop sin, what can stop sin? The power of the blood, the power of the cross. So when we talk about God and all these things and the Constitution and why that's important and where law comes from, it puts everybody on an equal playing field. But then I bring up Christ because Christ is the one that can absolve your sin and let us walk in perfect peace and freedom. And if we have that, then it makes us want to go out and help our fellow neighbor to produce liberty in the land. Instead of having a government system do it, it'll be us doing it. Like, and I use this analogy a lot. Jesus never went to Pontius Pilate just before he died and said, hey, when I die, can you go feed the poor, please, and make sure that the welfare system's taken care of? Also, why don't you make sure that we can, you know, no, he said to the Christians to feed the poor, the fatherless, the sick, the widow. And that's our duty. And if we have more of that, it's going to produce a free society. So that's why I interject the gospel, and it makes sense in the end.
Well, Massey, we've got about a minute left. Just real quickly, in your view, you were saying that liberty in Christ produces liberty in the nation, and if we do that, we would have a totally different nation. Just in about a minute, just wrap us up with that.
Yes. Because Christ set me free from sin, now I love God, and his love for me produces a love for people. If I love people, I'm going to be benevolent towards the people around me, including my enemies, and want to help them. Because I have liberty in Christ, it then produces liberty in us to have liberty in the land, because my works will then show my faith. So we no longer need a system or a government. We would actually have the church being the church and what Christ really wanted. So in truth, liberty in Christ really does produce true, unadulterated liberty in the land and a true love. The Bible says not to have a counterfeit love. And so that's what the message is from Self-Evident Ministry.
What a blessing, Massey. Thank you so much for taking your time to be with us. Where can folks find out more?
Absolutely. It's if you go on to theselfevidenttruth.com, theselfevidenttruth.com, you'll find out tons more information. We're starting a podcast next week about a lot of this, these issues, as well as on Instagram, social media, Facebook, all that stuff. We have pages on there as well for Self-Evident Ministry. So.
All right. And we've got that information on todyperkins.com as well. Massey, thank you so much for joining us on Washington Watch. Please keep us up to date with what's going on and how you're doing.
Russ, I so thank you for this. What an honor. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you. That's Massey Campos, founder and president of Self-Evident Truth. Well, hey, it is Friendly Friday. Friendly Friday, Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins on Washington Watch. I want to hear from you, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. There's so much negative. Let's go out on a positive here. What's going on in your community? What can you praise the Lord for? How is God working in your life? How is God helping you deal with just the nature of the incivility in our nation? Give us a call, 866-372-7234. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Russ. Can you hear me okay?
You are loud and clear.
Okay, good deal. Well, I didn't know that you were asking for praise, but I do have a positive suggestion regarding immigration. And I wanted to run this by you. You know, I have no idea how to get this sort of an idea put forward to the right people that could actually make it happen. But, you know, I'm kind of an old guy. You know, I'm 62 years old. But I can remember years ago, there used to be ads on TV, and it was showing people that had gone through the immigration process properly and correctly. And they would be doing things like maybe saying the Pledge of Allegiance for the first time. And you know, maybe they had a thick foreign accent or something like that. But these people would have tears in their eyes. And you would watch this, and when you saw it, it was something, it made you proud to be a co-citizen in this country with that person. And, you know, you watch the fake news media try to twist the president's idea about immigration. They try to twist, you know, conservative people's idea about immigration. President Trump or myself or any other conservative Christian that I know is not against immigration. They always try to mix illegal immigration and confuse that with immigration. If they showed on TV folks, you know, commercials like they used to do. And I'm sure the government paid for it and sponsored it. But they showed cases of different folks that were going, that had gone through the process, and they were, you know, at the end of the process, they were becoming U.S. citizens. It made
right.
you proud to be a citizen with them. And that's what President wants. That's the kind of immigration that he wants. That's the kind of immigration I want. And to twist that up and say that because we're trying to secure our southern border, I live in Odessa, Texas. We're the closest city to the Mexican border of any significance. There's nothing but a
right.
few little old little bitty towns between us and the Rio Grande. And so, you know, we feel what goes on by
right.
people right here in our community, you know, from people crossing the border illegally. It's not a good thing. We are not against immigration. We are pro-immigration. I would love to have an opportunity to give an immigrant like I described to you a job, welcome them into our home Bible study, anything I could do to help. But what we want to do is stop illegal immigration, and we want to be pro-legal immigration and do it right.
That's a good word, Mark, and we got lots of folks on hold here on this topic. I appreciate that, and that's a great idea. You know, we see PSAs on the Humane Society and, you know, how all these dogs are dying. And you know, hey, I'm a dog lover. Don't send me hate mail, though. Don't be going hating on me. But wouldn't that be a great PSA to see people who are raising their right hand and becoming a legal citizen, and even having those in Spanish? And that's a great idea, Mark, in Texas. Let's go to John in Mississippi. Hi, John.
How you doing, Brother Russ?
I am good. How are you?
Okay, thank you, sir. If it was getting better, I wouldn't be able to stand it.
There you go. I love that. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things we, even as we pray and we, you know, kind of respond to all of the things that are happening. Don't forget that the media and the Democratic Party have taken the hate of Donald J. Trump, president, to the level of satanic possession. They are way over the top. You got to come against that satanic possession, because they try and act through lies, everything they can, to try to destroy not just him, his wife, his children, whole family.
Yeah, that's a word, John. It does seem from the depths of Sheol, the evilness is so ripe and rampant, and I got to keep my head in prayer. And John, I appreciate that word here on this Friday. We need it. Standing in the word, standing in God's truth, and standing firm in his protection. Let's go to Jeff, also in Mississippi. Hey, Jeff, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate all that you and the Washington Watch folks do.
Thank you.
So
your
question was, what's positive? What's going on that's positive? The only thing that keeps me positive and focused, honest, radio network. That's it.
And so you listen to a lot of radio, and you get fed by that, obviously, and it keeps you tuned in with what's going on. And like right now, we're trying to weave in, some positive in the midst of, bad news of Molly's death. So you find Christian radio is one of those things that kind of keeps you focused.
Yes, that there are people still trying to do good and still looking at the fact that every coin I've ever seen has at least two sides, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much from the Magnolia State. Give us a call. 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. Let's go to Josiah in Kansas.
Yeah.
Hey, Josiah.
Good afternoon. I just had a couple quick comments. I mean, I'm a second-generation U.S. citizen, and my grandparents both came from Mexico, and they were very proud to have earned their citizenship. And I'm proud of that they earned it. And the second comment was that I know a lot of people. I'm a truck driver. I deliver product to a lot of places, and I get the opportunity to speak to illegal immigrants, and I ask them, are they going to earn their citizenship? And they're so quick to say no. And I say, why not? And they say, because we can make more money because we don't have to pay taxes. And then we go back for a little while, and then we come back again, and we can work some more. And that's what it's all about. It's all about they don't want to be a legal citizen because they don't have to pay taxes, but yet they want to live on some of the system. And that's very frustrating to me because I grew up in Southeast Kansas where you were taught to earn your way. You know, Right. Nothing's given to you. Not even our freedom was given to us, but that had to be paid for by the blood of our own ancestors. And I'm a half Mexican, I'm half Hispanic. I consider myself an American, not a Mexican. But my father was full blood because both his parents came from over here. My mother is German, Irish, Dutch. And so I had a family that fought for this nation and fought for the freedom, you know, and it's very disturbing that people want to just take that away. And, you know, people like myself need a platform where we can give our opinion. You know, it's a passionate thing for, I think, many people. And we just, like myself, I don't feel that we have a way to voice that, whether it be to Washington or whether it be to any other people out there. I don't do Facebook because there's no point when they take all the conservative comments out.
Josiah in Kansas, be safe out there on the road. Appreciate that word.
All right, thank you. God bless you all.
God bless you too. Folks, it's Friday. Are you ready for a rest? I can hear the shofar blow. Can you hear the shofar blow? In the distance, calling us to bow before the throne, calling us to bow before a holy God, the one who says, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Listen. Listen. The shofar is blowing. The sun is setting, calling us into a season of rest, where he is our safe space. But yet he calls us. He calls us into the battle. And he is our comfort. He is our shield. He is our protector. And if you're out there on the road, may you know that he loves you. He cares for you. His son, Jesus, Yeshua, died on the cross for you. Real quick, Billy in Alabama. Real quick, Billy, just got about 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
I am thankful I live in a nation where I can pass out the Word of God in note form. I am thankful that we're still blessed that we can pass out the Word of God. And the Word of God, the entrance of thy words giveth light. Psalms 119, 130. Be blessed.
Be blessed, Billy in Alabama. And friends of Washington Watch, it's because of folks like you that we're here. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Isaiah 43:2. Friends, you've been listening to Washington Watch. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. And if the waters don't rise and the Lord tarries, I will be back here on Monday, sitting in for Tony. God bless you. God bless you richly.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.